You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Story came out on Friday about long-distance relationships, and it kind of caught our eyes just because of some of the various stats in there. I'll just say, you know, disclaimer, I've been in one long-distance relationship in my life. It didn't last very long. It was a relationship in Denver, and then she moved away, and we thought, well, we can probably make this work.
Mm-hmm.
We'll make it work. You know, I'll fly there, she'll fly here.
It's going to be great. We can visit.
30 days, boom, done. So it's...
What did you do? Did you cheat on her?
No. No. I think what it is
just
because
fizzles out.
She dumped me, and I think it's because she was like, hey, I've moved. I'm starting a new life.
Yeah.
You know, it's just got to be a clean break.
This is too hard. And then it gets expensive flying back and forth. And
yeah, because it was two time zones apart. I mean, it wasn't a close thing. And that's the thing, is how you define a long-distance relationship anyway, because half of people say that in order to be truly a long-distance relationship, the other person needs to be in a completely different state, or in some cases in a different country. But other people are like, no, as long as you're just 2 hours away... And I'm like, 2 hours?
Yeah, see, because I was going to say, I was in a long-distance relationship when I started dating Nicole, because I lived in Littleton and she lived in Westminster. So we somehow made it work.
Right. That is long-distance for you.
It was horrible when it snowed, like driving.
I am really surprised that you dated somebody outside of Littleton.
It was difficult, man. I know.
I find it hard to
believe. Weirdo. Well, you know what's funny is she ended up moving. I made her move to Littleton. So
of course you did.
It all worked out.
Why didn't you just move to Westminster?
No, Littleton, man. It's where it's at.
Sure it is. Anyway, so there's the definition to start with of like how far away they have to be. But how many long-distance relationships have turned out successful? In other words, it went from being a long-distance relationship to a short-distance relationship. In other words, you moved to be together. How many of them work out? And it works out to about 1 out of 3.
Okay.
That's higher than I thought.
That seems probably about right.
31% have said that their long-distance relationship ended up being successful.
I would say it's probably easier than ever to keep a long-distance relationship going, just thanks to technology.
Sure.
And, you know, FaceTime and Zoom and whatever you do. I mean, even if you go out to the club for the night, you can bring your SO with you. Hey,
but why would you?
Hold your phone up. Hey, we're having the time of our life.
But why do that?
But why? But yeah, it's easier than ever to keep up and communicate, though, so I could see where it could work. And you can also do that whole, you know, track my phone thing, so you know that they're not lying to you. If you're committed,
God.
You can be like, okay, we're committed. This is, you know, we're going steady.
But I'm only committed if I can track where you are.
Yeah, so I'm going to put this
God.
On your phone, and it'll just
not.
Make things easier. You're not always second-guessing, you know, unless they leave their phone
I would
at
rather
friend's
not
house.
Be in, I would rather not be in the relationship.
Oh, I know.
If to make it work, if I have to be tracked, if you have to be chipped like a dog, then I'd rather not be in the relationship.
You were at the grocery store a little long today, Dom. What's up with that?
It was 6.5 hours at the grocery store. Well, the lines were long.
Uh-huh.
What are the reasons long-distance relationships fail? Number one reason, bad communication. Should we put that in quotation marks? Bad communication?
I guess.
Number two on the list is jealousy issues.
Sure.
And number three, cheating. Sounds like number two and number three kind of go hand in hand.
Well, of course. Like, it's so obvious. It's so much easier to cheat when you're hours away, miles away. You don't know what's going on. That's
going to
be the biggest.
Cheating was reported in 22% of the relationships.
Oh,
those
see,
are the ones that
low.
They knew about.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was going to say, because that seems low.
That's what was reported, was 1 out of 4 long-distance relationships have some sort of cheating that's going on.
That's kind of the best part of the long distance. You've got somebody steady in Colorado, but yet, hey, got a few on the side here, too.
Also, a third of people who have dated long distance said they will never do it again. It's tough.
It's too difficult.
And I don't care if you have Zoom. And although, okay, let's take a step back here. There are some people, and there are some people listening to our show right now, who would be better off in a long-distance relationship.
That
they would
how
actually
so?
They would prefer, and I'll tell you why. Like, I'll use as an example my stepdaughter. She's only 19, and she's dated a few guys, and she's got a boyfriend right now. She strikes me as the person who would be best in a long-distance relationship because she wants to be in a relationship, but she doesn't want him hanging around all the time.
Yes, okay.
You understand
what
I'm saying?
So she can kind of see him when she wants.
Yes.
And still work on her career, do what she wants.
Career?
Still have somebody to make out with.
Sit around and read her books, man.
She just, air quote, career.
Yeah, she doesn't have that kind of time to devote, and she's never had that in any of the people she's dated. Those people, and we have people listening, they actually would be in prime condition for a long-distance relationship. I'll give you an example. You have, let's just hypothetically, we just had that caller this morning who said she's from Chicago. She moved here from Chicago. So if you've got an Essa who's in Chicago, that's a, what, 90-minute, two-hour flight or whatever?
Okay.
Something like that? So it's not that difficult to get there, but you still have to plan it. And so you might go 2, 3, 4 weeks that you get to do whatever you want, whenever you want.
Then we need to change the wording of this. It's not a long, it's not a relationship. It's a long-distance booty call is what it is. Is that technically, is that a relationship?
Sure.
Just sexual in nature, I guess?
Well, sure.
It's a booty call.
Well, so what?
That's the only way you're connecting. You're not connecting on any other sort of emotional level. It's not a relationship.
Oh, I disagree with that. There are some. There are times like that where you're in a relationship like that. You still have strong feelings for the person.
You're just flying out to get some pizza and.
Yeah, but so what?
Yeah, I mean, it's a form of a relationship, I guess. Yeah.
Of course it is. Are you poo-pooing that kind of relationship?
No, not at all. But I just don't feel like it's a full-fledged, full-on
relationship.
It would not be right
for you, probably.
Perhaps not.
Yeah, I don't see you doing that.
Whereas, I don't see it. That's an expensive booty call. Flight, back and forth. Yeah, that's expensive.
Well,
you can get booty locally, Dom. It's homegrown. It's local community booty. You know, buy local. Booty local.
Get a load of this.
It's my new campaign.
11% of people currently in a long-distance relationship, that's what, 1 in 9?
Okay.
Have never met the other person in real life.
Oh, it's like the gamers who meet people online and they play video games and they connect and they've never met before.
Mm-hmm.
They start.
Are you
going to
poo-poo that one too?
No,
is that,
one's good.
As the booty call?
That one's good because you're spending hours and hours with that person online. You are developing some sort of emotional relationship that way.
And
versus
then,
just flying in and, you know, hitting it and flying out.
And then you have the imaginary relationships that we have accused multiple people of.
We had many
years, and I mean many years ago, we had somebody who worked on this show who claimed they had a significant other, quote, in Dallas, end quote. And we
supposedly? Wasn't he a chef? Or something.
That sounds right.
Yeah, we're like, oh, the chef.
We were like, you don't have. Yes, he lives in Dallas.
Oh, you're flying out this weekend. Sure you are.
Sure you are. Yeah, we never saw any proof. I worked with a guy at another radio station who always talked about his significant other who lived long distance, and none of us ever saw a picture. Talked to her. She never came to an event.
She's busy on those modeling photo shoots, you know. So didn't have a lot of time.
If you're holding on the line, don't hang up. I do want to read this note from Amanda because as far as I'm concerned, this is the story of the month so far.
Okay.
This is the leader in the clubhouse for best Facebook message of the month. She says, I was in a long distance relationship for 8 months where he always came to Denver. I thought it would be super fun to surprise him and fly out to see him. Does anyone see where this is going?
What happened?
She goes, I called him from the airport in Phoenix and said, hey, guess who's in town? Want to come pick me up? She writes, that is when he told me he was married.
Oh. Pulls up in a minivan, wife and 4 kids.
Amanda says, and I love her. I just absolutely love her style. She goes, hey, at least I have the story, which is priceless.
That's pretty good. Thank you, Amanda. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, surprise. Guess who's in town?
Hey, about that.
Boy, that's a long flight back from Phoenix, isn't it? To the phones we go. Here's Jacqueline. Jacqueline, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Hi.
Hi.
What's on your mind?
I'm in a long-distance marriage, and my son is 7.
Yeah,
he's been living in Texas. He was there for 2 years, and he came back for 6 months because of the whole COVID thing, and then now the job picked back up, so he's back over there.
How often do you see him?
He was flying back once a month. Now he flies back every 2 weeks.
Oh, well, that's good. At least every two weeks. Okay. That's still pretty solid.
That's good. I thought you were going to say now it's like every 4 months or something. Ugh.
Do you hate this? Do you hate it?
I personally love it because I love not being around him so much.
That's good.
I think it's great. I love having my free space.
That's fine.
See, when I was talking about this a few minutes ago, Jeremy was looking at me like I had two heads, and I said, look, there are people that a long-distance relationship is perfect for them because they only have to see the person every so often.
This is it, right here, every 2 weeks.
Jacqueline, thank you very much for the call. We appreciate you being on the show.
Oh, my gosh, I can't even.
Here's Renee. Renee, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Welcome. We'll be gentle. How's that? We'll be very gentle.
Thank you.
What do you know about this long distance relationship stuff?
My current husband. We dated long distance over almost 3 years.
Really?
3 years. What was the distance?
Wisconsin to Denver.
That's good distance. Yeah, good distance.
How often did you see each other during those years?
Every 6 weeks.
And you liked it.
Are you at work right now? I just have to know.
Are you hiding from a boyfriend?
I'm at work right now.
Oh boy, you're at work. That's awkward, huh?
And they don't like you talking on the phone to the number one morning radio show in Denver? Is that?
About your sexual past?
Well, we've been together 23 years. Almost 17.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So it worked out good.
You're one of those success stories. Good for you. And you got cheese curds out of it.
Oh,
I mean,
yum.
How is that not a win-win?
Where are you working, Renee? Hey, what's your job?
Yeah, so we can bust you.
No, you're not going to bust me. Ha-ha.
Okay, listen.
Darn it.
Listen. We've enjoyed you calling and talking to us. Thank you for being on the show, okay?
Thanks. I enjoy it every morning.
We appreciate you more than you know.
Bye, Renee!
Thank you for being on the show. I always love those calls. When you're talking like this.
She's in her cube. Okay.
All right, boss. Let's go.